弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to be with you, brother and sister.
这个很高兴能够来这里跟大家一起敬拜神。
It's my pleasure to worship here with you.
那我今天的题目呢，就是主所使用的人。
The title of my sermon is "People Used by God."
我是从路加福音第五章一到十节十一节。
So the verse is from Luke 5 verses 1 to 11.
那我们都知道这一段是在写彼得的事情。
So we all know this is the verses about Peter.
彼得呢，在这一段之前呢，我们看到他是没有办法被耶稣使用的。
We know before this, Peter could not be used by God.
但是呢，我们看到呢，彼得呢，在这一段经文的描述以后呢，主耶稣说：“你从今以后要得人如鱼了。”
But afterwards, he said, "From now on, you will catch men."
所以我们看到呢，一个主所使用的人到底有什么样的特征呢？
What's the criteria for people used by God?
我们都知道神学院是训练神的工人。
We know seminary trained the servant of God.
我曾经在神学院听到这样的一个见证。
So I heard a testimony at seminary.
有一次呢，一个教授呢要考试了。
So one time there was a test.
大家都很认真的准备。
So people study hard for that.
哇，到了时间，你看了到了以后，大家往那个考试的教室跑了。
So when time is up, they went into the classroom to take the exam.
结果呢，快要到教室门口的时候，突然有一个同学跌倒了。
Right before entering the classroom, one tripped and fell.
哇，很多同学呢，知道呢考试时间到了，虽然跌倒了，很多人就绕过去进了教室。
Because they're rushing for exam, they ignore him and enter the classroom.
只有一个学生呢，一个同学呢，他看到有人跌倒，他就留下来。
Only one classmate remained and tended to him.
然后带了那个受伤的同学呢，到了那个医护室去。
And brought him to the nursing station.
结果呢，等他跑回来的时候，已经耽误了二十分钟。
So by the time he done, 20 minutes passed.
没有想到他进教室的时候
，When he entered the classroom,
教室跟同学全部在等他。
Everybody was waiting for him.
等他做完坐在椅子上以后呢，教授老师就这样宣布了。
Once he settled down, the teacher said,
他说今天考试结束了。
So the test is done.
哇，大家就觉得很奇怪了。
So people were very surprised by the announcement.
他说我的考题就是外面那个受伤的人。
My test question was the people that fell outside the classroom.
今天只有一个人及格。
There's one passed.
就是那留下来照顾他的那个人。
The one who tended to the falling people.
我们就在想神学院是栽培神的仆人。
So in seminary, we train the servant of God.
那神的仆人如果没有一个怜悯的心，好像那个好撒玛利亚人一样。
So it's about good Samaritan. You have to have a heart of mercy.
那谁能够来服侍他呢？
So who can serve God?
所以我们看到呢，今天我们在讲彼得的时候
，So we were talking about Peter。
我们就在思想，到底我这个人是不是像彼得一样羡慕被神所使用的
？So reflect upon yourself. Are we like Peter, used by God？
所以我们这个时候，我们一起来读一个经文，在路加第五章一到十一节，好吗
？So let's read the verses together。
我不知道怎么读哈，不过我们是不是光读英文就好，可以吗？
Either way.
Okay, 好，那我们一起来读好了。我们用英文来读，好不好？
好 well, let's read in together in English.
Okay.
One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats.The one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, Put out into deep water and let down the net for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets.When they had done so, they caught such large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
好，我今天呢跟大家分享啊，从四个方面来分享。
So I'm going to share with you four topics.
啊，第一点呢，就是从谋生到永生。
Number one, from making a living to living in eternity.
第二点呢，我跟大家分享从听道到行道。
Number two, from hearing the word to living the word.
啊，第三点呢，从瞎眼到看见。
Number three, was blind now see.
啊，第四点是认识自己是罪人。
Number four, recognizing I am a sinful man.
我们来看这一段的经文，就是我们刚才所读过的。
So let's check on the verse again.
当耶稣要去找 Peter, 西门彼得的时候，
When Jesus looked for Simon Peter,
很多人拥挤他。
There was a crowd.
啊，拥挤他做什么呢？
Why?
因为他要听耶稣讲道。
They were listening to the sermon from Jesus.
但是我们知道那一天呢，耶稣是主要的目的是去找彼得的。
But that day, the purpose of Jesus was to find Peter.
你想，耶稣知道彼得前一个晚上没有打着任何鱼吗？
And the night before, Peter didn't catch any fish.
我想耶稣很清楚。
I think God knows everything.
所以呢，啊，当耶稣找到彼得的时候，
When Jesus found Peter,
然后呢，就走踏上了彼得的船。
Step into his boat.
然后呢，叫彼得把船稍微撑开离岸。
So ask him to left the shore a little bit.
然后呢，耶稣就在彼得的船上呢，在那边讲道。
And he sat down and taught the people from the boat.
其实这个告诉我们什么事情？
There's one thing Jesus taught us.
其实他告诉我们，圣经有一个基本的原则。
There's a basic principle in Bible.
就是呢，所有的事情是神第一位，人第二位。
God first.People second.
耶稣没有解决彼得前一天晚上没有打着鱼的那一种失落感。
Jesus didn't take care of the predicament that Peter didn't catch any fish the night before.
耶稣乃是叫彼得先来服侍主。
And he asked Peter to serve him first.
所以呢，叫他把彼得的船呢，彼得把船撑开，耶稣在那边讲道。
That's why he asked Peter to put out a little from the shore.
我相信圣经有很多这样的例子。
There are many examples as such.
耶稣叫我们说，先尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱神，然后也是这样来爱人。
And many things, love God with all your heart, and love your neighbors as yourself.
你还记得当使者向牧羊人显现，告诉他们耶稣的诞生的时候
？When the messenger showed up to tell the shepherd about the birth of Jesus.
他说，在至高之处，荣耀归于神。
Almighty, glory to the God.
然后呢，平安才归于在地上他所喜悦的人。
Then peace to the world who he pleased.
我们看到世间上很多的宗教。
There are many religions in the world.
我先得到了好处了。
There's something in for me.
然后呢，再去把这个这个再去拜他们的神明，或是把油香钱这放在神明的面前。
Then worshipped the idols and the other gods.
所以我们看到呢，在圣经的原则总是神在先，人在后。
But in Bible, it's always God first, then people.
所以我们看见呢，耶稣先叫彼得来服侍他，虽然他有许多的困难。
Even though Peter has many problems, but Jesus asked him to serve Jesus first.
有一次呢，我去一个在去欧洲教课的时候
，When I was teaching a seminary in Europe.
那个地方在西班牙那个上课的时间跟我们一般不一样。
In Spain, the class hour is different than here.
你知道他第一课呢，第一班呢是八点半到十一点半。
The first
class 八点半十一点半。
Oh, the class is 8:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m.
第二班呢是从十二点半上到午夜三点半。
Then the other one is after midnight to 5:30 in the morning.
因为呢，他们很多是晚上还在忙的那种工作的人
，because it's for people who have regular work.
那有一次呢，有一个开餐馆的，因为他们很多是开餐馆，所以为什么晚上还要上课哈
So there's a student who's a restaurant owner.
他说啊，牧师啊，礼拜六哈、哦、比较宽松一点，时间松一点，要不要这样？你上完课以后，他是白天上课、哦，他说你上完课以后能不能到我餐馆来我请你吃饭。
So Saturday I'm free. So did you come to my restaurant after class? I'll treat you a lunch.
我说好啊。
I said fine.
哦，然后呢，他就带我去他的餐馆。
So he took him to his restaurant.
哇，到了餐馆外面的时候，看到呢很多人排长龙啊，要进餐馆还要排队啊。
There's a long line waiting outside the restaurant to get in.
哇，进去的时候里面坐得满满的。
And the house, the restaurant was packed.
然后呢，这个弟兄就带我在一楼看了一下，以后就带我到二楼去了。
So the owner took me to the second floor.
哦，我到二楼的时候，看到二楼都空空的。
And it was empty on the second floor.
啊，我就跟这个弟兄讲了，我说弟兄啊。
So I said to the brothers.
我说你既然二楼这么空，外面排队那么多人，你为什么不把二楼也桌子摆椅子摆一摆呢？客人就可以坐了。
Why didn't you put some table for business on the second floor also?
你知道这个弟兄怎么跟我讲？
Do you know what he said to me?
他说，牧师啊，
Pastor,
我们早上每一天餐馆要开始的时候，我都把员工聚在二楼一起祷告。
So this is the time before business. We gather all the employees to pray here.
因为呢，我这个餐馆呢是尊主为大的餐馆。
So I reckon God is first.
所以呢，早上呢，他们要开始以前一定有祷告。
So every day we start with a prayer.
最后他讲了一句话，我很感动。
So what he said touched me.
如果没有二楼的一起的祷告，也没有外面排长龙的人。
If there's no prayer every day on the second floor, there'll be no long line outside the restaurant.
所以当耶稣踏上彼得的船的时候
，That's why when Jesus sat down into Peter's boat.
其实耶稣在告诉彼得一件事情。
He was telling Peter.
他说：“彼得，这个船不只是你谋生的工具，也是你服侍神的地方。
This boat is not only for making a living, but it's also where you serve.
如果这个原则用在我们每一天的生活里面
，If we apply such principle in our daily lives,
其实我们的公司也是我们服侍神的地方。
So our work is where we can serve.
我们的工厂也是我们服侍神的地方。
The factory you work, you can serve.
我们的学校也是我们服侍神的地方。
You can serve in school.
因为我们看到，当耶稣踏上彼得的船的时候，明明告诉彼得，彼得就是你谋生的地方，也是你信仰的地方。
That's why he stepped into Peter's boat, telling Peter, "This is where you make a living, and also you can serve."
让我们知道，我们永远是把神摆在第一位的。
So we should always put God first.
让我们看到信仰跟生活是合在一起的。
So that's why belief and life together.
所以我们看见呢，耶稣要使用彼得以前，要让彼得知道他的优先次序。
So that's why before Peter served, Jesus taught him the priority of life.
第二个，我跟大家分享，从听道到行道。
The second point of my sermon, from hearing the word to living the word.
为什么呢？因为呢，耶稣讲完道以后呢。告诉彼得一件事情。
Because after he taught, he said to Peter,
他说怎么样？彼得把船开到水深之处。
So that's why, and work hard all night, and then go to the deep.
你知道，如果按照渔夫，我不知道我们当中有没有打鱼的人。
Any fisherman among us?
因为我信主是在海边夜晚，所以我印象很深刻。
Because the day I accept Jesus Christ was at the seashore, so I had an impression.
你知道哈，在白天的时候呢，鱼在水浅的地方。
During the day, fish at the shallow area.
但是呢，到夜晚的时候，鱼呢就沉到水深的地方。
So during the night, the fish go into the deep.
所以我信主的那个晚上，我看到很多呢在海面上的渔船呢都点着灯，把鱼从下面吸引上来。
So the night I accept Jesus, I saw many fishermen light their light.To attract the fish.
所以呢，当耶稣告诉彼得说：“彼得啊，把船开到水深之处。”
So that's why Jesus said, "Go into the deep."
你知道彼得心里在想什么？我在猜。
So I was guessing what Peter had in mind.
他说：“耶稣啊，如果做一张桌子呢，你是行家，因为你是木匠。”
Well, Jesus, you're a carpenter, probably you know how to make a table.
如果讲道呢，你是夫子，你是老师，所以你可以讲道。
And you're a teacher, so you can teach.
如果是捕鱼的话，那 我是渔夫啊。
But I'm a fisherman.
但是呢，你告诉我的经验跟我的，你告诉我的话跟我的经验刚好相反。
What you tell me contrary to what I usually did.
那要不要听呢？
Are you going to listen?
而且彼得讲了一句话，他说我们昨天整夜都没有打到什么。
That's why Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything.
意思是告诉耶稣啊，耶稣啊，如果我再把洗好的网放下去，万一没有捞到怎么办啊？
So he said, well, if I cast my net, then what happened?
但是你知道彼得讲了一句话。
Then Peter said,
他说，因为你的话我就下网。
But because you say so, I will let down the nets.
我突然看到一幅图画。
Then the picture in my mind.
刚才所有的人都在那边跟他拥挤
，so there was a crowd
要听耶稣讲道
，to listen for Jesus' sermon。
但是有多少人听完道以后就走开的
？How many left after the sermon？
我们看到彼得是在听完道以后与耶稣对话的人。
So, but Peter was conversing with Jesus after the sermon。
虽然他心里不是十分的顺服
，even though he wasn't totally submit。
因为在希腊文里面，这个圣经的希腊文里面有两个版本。
Because there are two versions in Greek.
如果你有兴趣去看那个 Darby Bible,
and there's a Greek Bible.
那个 Darby Bible 呢，是从一个 Greek 的翻译过来的。
It's a Greek translation.
他是说哈，耶稣叫他把船上所有的网，他是复数的 plural 的，全部都丢到水里面去。
So in the Bible said, cast on all the nets into the water.
但是呢？彼得只丢了一个网，所以他是 singular， 是单数的。
But Peter only cast one net.
你就可以知道那个彼得心里在想什么。
So you know what's on Peter's mind.
他虽然顺服了
，even though he followed，
但是他不是全然的顺服。
But he wasn't totally submitted.
没有想到整个网捕到了鱼，网差一点裂开。
There's so much fish that the net almost broke.
我就在想一件事情。
So that's why.
我觉得顺服这一件事情是我们每一个基督徒一生的功课。
Submission is a lifelong lesson to learn.
从听道到行道，对我们人来讲呢，有时候很远。
Sometimes hearing the word to live in the word, there's a far distance between them.
有一次在美国中西部呢，有旱灾。
There's a Midwest, there was a drought.
哇，很久没有下雨了。
Wasn't raining for a long, long time.
他们的农作物都枯干了。
So there's no crops.
教会就联合起来呢，要办一个祷告会。
So all the churches organized a prayer meeting together.
就是为了下雨而祷告。
Pray for rain.
哇，所以他们呢，不是安排在礼拜堂，他们安排在那个农田里面来一个祷告会。
So they organized a prayer meeting in the field.
哇，他们就安排在那个农田的时候，哇排。很多人就把椅子排一排，然后呢，很多就开始来祷告了。
So to put out chairs to pray together.
当那个牧师站到台上的时候，注意到下面的会众。
So pastor stopped on the podium.
看一看，看一看。
And he looked around.
只发现一个小女孩。
There was only one little girl.
坐在左边的地方。
Sat to her to his left.
带一只小雨伞。
It was a little umbrella.
全部的会众只有这个小女孩子带一只雨伞来。
She's the only one who brought umbrella.
因为这个女孩子相信呢，祷告完了就会下雨，所以她要撑着雨伞回家的。
Because this little girl believed there would be rain afterwards, so she brought her umbrella.
哎呀，有时候我们就在想啊。
Sometimes we're thinking.
哎呀，我们祷告了。
Let's pray.
好像呢，祷告完就结束了。
It's after praying, we just left.
好，我们也没期待什么。
We didn't expect much.
你知道，在圣经里面常常有。我们听完道，跟我们回去以后，跟我们的生活没有什么关系的。
So we just left the sermon here after we left church.
你还记得约翰第四章吗
？Do you remember John chapter four?
那个行淫的那个讲错了，那个玛利亚的那个对不起，撒玛利亚的那个打水的妇人。
About Samaritan woman.
她已经有五个丈夫，现在有的还不是她的。
She had four husbands, and the one she's with now was not her husband.
她跟耶稣怎么讲啊？
So what did she say to Jesus?
他说：“你们犹太人敬拜是在耶路撒冷，我们呢，撒玛利亚人敬拜是在这个山上。”
So she said, "You Jewish worship in Jerusalem, and Samaritan worship in the mountain."
你知道他是每个礼拜去敬拜的。
So she worshipped every week.
但是他回家以后，他跟别人同居的。
But she lived with others after she left.
我们看到 老实讲，圣经里面记载很多的例子，在约翰第八章也是一样。
And John chapter 8, it's the same thing.
啊，有一个行淫的妇人被抓到了。
There's a woman caught in the act of adultery.
逼耶稣说，那这个人应该怎么办呢？
And then the scribe forced Jesus to act.
耶稣就在地上画。
So Jesus was writing something on the floor.
然后他们就逼他说，耶稣啊，这个人是行淫被抓的，你说该怎么办呢？
So those Pharisees forced Jesus to do a judgment to this woman.
耶稣讲一句话。
So Jesus said,
他说你们当中谁没有罪的可以先拿石头打他。
So who never sinned can throw the first stone.
你知道圣经怎么记载？
So what's in the Bible?
他说从老的到少的回去了。
From young and old, everyone left.
他们把罪带回去了。
So they took away their sins.
因为他们走离开表示他们都有罪啊。
The reason they left means they have sinned.
而且呢，老的先走。
And the old left first.
我不知道为什么老的先走。
Why?
大概老的罪比较多吧，哈。
Probably the older you get, the sin more.
我也年纪很大了，我已经六十几岁了，所以我大概也是先走的那一个，哈。
So I'm in my 60, probably I'll left first too.
很可惜，那一天遇到耶稣的人，竟然只有一个人得赦免，就是行淫的妇人，全部的人把罪带回家了。
So the only one forgiven was the lady in adultery, and everyone left with their sins.
我自己常常在思想一件事情。
I was thinking often.
我们今天来这里做礼拜。
We came here for service.
我不知道会不会把罪留在这里，还是带回去呢？
Do we leave our sin here, or we bring our sin back home?
所以我常常反省自己。
So I reflect upon myself.
当我走开，我离开教堂的这个门的时候，我是不是一个新造的人？
So when I leave the church building, am I a new person?
我以前牧会，在东岸牧会的时候，我的会友有一个是老师。
So I pastor in East Coast. There one brother was a teacher.
他是一个老师，所以他懂得什么是教导。
So he know how to teach.
那有一次呢，我就在讲道。
So at one time I was preaching.
我就讲到这样子的。
So I said.
我说哈，礼拜天听完道以后呢，圣经教导我们哈，教导别人是自己成长最快的方法。
So during my sermon, I said, you'd learn more by teaching.
我说啊，我们主日听完道，24小时找一个人把道讲一遍。
So after you listen to the sermon, find a person and preach your sermon, this sermon to him.
因为光听到最多只能记30%。
Because 30% you can retain after listening to the sermon.
如果你再讲一遍的时候，你就可以记得至少70%。
But if you preach to others, you can remember at least 70% of the sermon.
这个老师听进去了。
So the teacher listened.
你知道他怎么做呢？
What did he do?
他的大哥是一个牙医师，还没信耶稣。
So his brother's a dentist, not a believer yet.
他就跟他哥哥讲。
So he preached to his brother.
他说：“哥哥，我请你哈，礼拜天晚上请你吃饭。”
So we have dinner together Sunday.
所以他就请他哥哥去他哥哥最喜欢的餐厅。
So he took his brother to his favorite restaurant.
然后当哥哥在吃饭的时候
，while the brother was eating,
啊，他就在那边把早上听得到的讲一遍给他听。
So he started preaching the sermon from the morning.
啊，我问大家的反应哈。
So what's the response?
啊，他哥哥听了好感动哦。那弟弟又把这个道讲一遍，然后又请他吃饭，他是不是马上接受耶稣了
？So we thought the brother must be touched.
我跟你讲，亲人是最难信耶稣的，对不对
？It's so difficult to preach the gospel to your relatives.
很多人点头表示同意嘛，哈。
So I saw many people nod.
你知道这个哥哥怎么样？听完弟弟讲完那篇道的时候，你知道哥哥的反应是什么吗
？So what's the response from the brother?
他哥哥就要看说这个道跟你的生活有什么关系没有
？So what's the sermon to do with your daily life?
我们礼拜三有祷告会。
So we have prayer meeting at our church Wednesday.
这个老师呢，有时候在他家举行祷告会。
Sometimes we held the prayer meeting at this teacher's house.
有时候在别的地方组织祷告会。
Sometimes others places.
他几乎常常都来参加祷告会。
He's a regular in the prayer meeting.
你知道他来祷告会的时候，你知道他分享什么
？So do you know he's sharing?
他不是分享说哦，他哥哥呢听完他讲道以后怎么样？不是的。
So he didn't share the response from his brother.
你知道他分享的是自己。
So he shared about himself.
他说当我讲完这一篇的牧师的道以后呢，我必须要先在这个听到以后去遵行这个道。
So the thing about listening to the sermon, I should do what the sermon said first.
否则我哥哥 一点也听不进去。
Otherwise, my brother would have nothing of it.
所以他礼拜三是来分享他自己的见证，不是分享他哥哥的。
So he shared his testimony, not about his brother.
不久以后，发现这个弟兄生命在改变。
Soon, I found the change in this brother's life.
因为他听了以后，勉强他自己一定要照这样去行。
So he forced upon himself to practice the sermon.
后来我离开以后，我后来听到这样的事情。
So after I left the church, I heard something.
他哥哥开始去做礼拜了。
His brother is coming to church.
我不知道大家同意吗？改变自己是改变别人最快的方法。
So change yourself is the first thing to change others.
所以我们看到顺服是不容易的。
We know submission is very difficult.
哎呀，我在教会里面常常碰到有人说哈，哎呀，牧师啊，那个在教会出路哈，哎呀，慕道很久都不愿意受洗啊。
There's a non-believer coming to our church for a long time, but wouldn't be baptized.
他已经决志了，他接受耶稣，但是他就不要受洗。
Sometimes they confess, but just will not get baptized.
所以呢，他在教会出出入入，出出入入很久了。
So this person came to church for a long time.
有一次我到 New Zealand 去的时候
，One time I visited New Zealand.
啊，我在上面讲道。
So I was preaching on the podium.
我说有时候我们教会有那个万年慕道友，就是呢，他做慕道友做很久的那一种。
So we have a forever seeker in our church.
我讲完道下来以后
，So after I finished,
他说有一个跑来跟我讲
，So one approached me.
他说牧师啊，我们这里不叫做万年慕道友。
So we don't call them forever seeker.
我们在这里呢叫做慕道长老。哇，他做慕道友做到长老了哈。
So we talk as Seeker elder, because he's been here for so long.
所以你知道吗？在圣经里面，我们在马可福音十六章十六节。
So in a book, book of Mark, book 16:16.
Yeah, 圣经讲说信而受洗必然得救。
So if you believe and repent, you'll be saved.
Yeah, 所以我们看见呢，信而受洗，受洗这一件事是我们做了一个新的基督徒第一个顺服的记号。
So believe and baptize is the first sign that you would have total submission.
因为你要讲洗礼后，道理讲很多不一定有用的。
There's a reason, so many reasons about why you should get baptized.
但是这个是一个顺服的记号。
But that's a sign of submission.
所以我们看到要从听道到行道需要很多的顺服。
So we need a lot of submission between hearing the word to living the word.
这也是我们一生学习的功课。
So it's a lifelong lesson.
好，我们来看一下从瞎眼到看见。
Next one was blind now see.
我问大家哈，耶稣把叫彼得把网撒在海里。
So Jesus asked Peter to cast the net.
彼得虽然不全然的顺服。
So Peter, even though he didn't quite believe, but he followed.
但是呢，还是网到许多的鱼啊。
But he caught so much, a large number of fish.
哇，自己的船装不下了，还叫那个可能约翰雅各的船过来了，两条船都装得满满的。
So even as their partner and both boats were full.
哇，船都要沉下去了。
And began to sink the boat.
我问你哈，如果我们当中有做生意的
，So one of you, any one of you, businessmen?
啊，如果上帝感动你做一笔生意，哇，赚的很多的钱。
If God touched you and you prosper in business,
我问你哈，你要不要叫耶稣离开你啊
？Do you want to have Jesus to leave you？
哎呀，巴不得抱住耶稣的大腿说：“耶稣啊，你不要走啊，继续祝福我，对不对
？”So probably you hug Jesus to keep on blessing me.
你知道彼得的反应是什么
？So then the response for Peter?
那一天晚上抓的鱼，那一天白天抓的鱼，搞不好说不定是他一生收获最多的时候。
Probably that's the best catch ever for Peter.
竟然彼得说：“主啊，离开我。”
Instead, Peter said, "Go away from me, Lord."
主啊，离开我。
Go away from me, Lord.
我觉得，除非他那一天被神圣灵光照，他不可能做这样的决定的。
Must be Holy Spirit shine upon him, otherwise he wouldn't behave this way.
这个是违反人性的。
It's totally contrary to human nature.
那一天他必然看到自己心灵的景况。
So he must saw the plight in his own life.
他知道自己是一个罪人。
He know I'm a sinful man.
他看到了那个耶稣不只是一个夫子，不只是一个老师。
So he realized Jesus is not only a teacher.
他改变称呼了，他说主啊。
So he not only call him teacher, but call him Lord.
表示他跟这一位所遭遇的耶稣，他不是一般人，他是神。
So he know Lord is God.
所以他的眼睛打开了。
So his eyes was open.
你知道在圣经里面称呼耶稣，耶稣是夫子的人，不是每一个人都可以看得见的。
Not everybody can seek teacher as a Lord.
路加十八章十八节有一个人。
So Luke 18 and 18.
他是一个有钱的人。
A certain ruler, he was rich.
他称耶稣说：“夫子啊，我该做什么可以承受永生呢？”
So he asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?"
耶稣叫他去做这些事情。
So Jesus asked him to do such things.
然后告诉他一件事。
And then told him another.
你要把财产一半分给穷人，分给穷人，你还要全部，你还要来跟随我。
Share your property with the poor, then follow me.
意思就是说要全部给出去。
So give away your property.
你知道这个人就怎么样，忧忧愁愁的走了。
So he left downcast.
因为他钱很多。
Because he was very rich.
那我们看到呢，不久以后呢，在三十五节，刚才十八章的十八节，现在是三十五节。
Now in chapter 18, verses 35.
你看，马上有一个人。
There's another person.
他是一个在耶利哥城要进城的时候，有一个路边一个瞎眼的乞丐。
There's a blind beggar along the road to Jericho.
哇，听到耶稣跟一群人走过去了，他听得到，他眼瞎但耳朵听得到。
So he was blind, but he heard Jesus passing by.
然后呢，他就问那些人哈，跟着耶稣的人说，哎，是谁的？是谁经过？
So he asked the follower who just passed by.
你知道那些肉眼是亮的人。肉眼看得见人就跟他讲，哎呀，这个经过的是拿撒勒人耶稣啊。
So they said it's Jesus of Nazareth. Those people can see.
哦，就是一个有拿撒勒有名的人，他就叫耶稣啊。
So this is a very famous person from Nazareth.
你知道这个瞎眼的马上反应。
And the blind people responded.
他说：“大卫的子孙啊，可怜我吧。”
Son of David, have mercy on me.
你知道大卫的子孙是什么吗？
So what do you mean, sons of David?
大卫的子孙是弥赛亚的意思。
It's Messiah.
肉眼看得见的人认识耶稣，不过是拿撒勒这个地方的一个有名的人。
Those people can see only see Jesus of Nazareth.
而这个瞎眼的对耶稣的认识，他是弥赛亚。
And these blind beggars know he was Messiah.
所以我就问，谁是瞎眼的
？So who was blind?
谁是瞎眼的呢
？Who really was blind?
所以我们看到，我们来信耶稣。
So we come to believe Jesus.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit dwelled in us.
让我们的心眼能够打开。
So open our heart.
我们能够看见我们所信的这位神是谁。
So we can really recognize the Lord we believe in.
他如果跟我们的生命没有连接在一起的时候。
If there's nothing connection between us and life.
那我们还不是真正认识这位主的人。
Then we did not really know him.
最后我们来看认识自己是罪人。
Number four, recognizing I'm a sinful man.
认识自己是罪人， 我想我们在每一次有人觉知的时候，都牧师都会带他们这样祷告。
So I know when people came forward and the pastor usually prayed.
我不知道我们在座的是不是看见我们自己是罪人呢
？Do everyone see ourselves as a sinful man?
如果我们不是看见自己是罪人，我们必须要神的恩典。
If we're not a sinful man, then we don't need God's mercy.
所以我们来看一个人，这个人叫做保罗。
So we are the person Paul.
如果你去看提摩太前书一章十五节
，So you see First Timothy chapter verses 15.
你去看到他到提摩太前后书是他离开世上所写的最后一些书。
So First and Second Timothy was the last book written by Paul.
他已经快要死了。
So he's about to be executed.
他结束世上的侍奉的工作了。
So his service on earth will be done.
他讲了一句很震撼的话语。
So one.Shocking words from him.
他是我是罪人中的罪魁。
So among the sinful men, I'm the worst.
哎，这一句话不容易耶。
So it's not easy to say so.
我在华人教会里面做牧师。
I've been a pastor among Chinese.
哎呀，我看到很多年长的牧师。
And many senior pastors.
哎呀，无论他到哪里。
No matter where they go.
啊，大家就哦，牧师这里请坐。
So I would say, please sit here.
吃饭的时候呢，把高位让给那个年长的牧师。
And I would say, give him a high.Place during the lunch.
所以在我们华人圈里面呢，这个年长的牧师越年长越被尊重了。
So we respect elders among us.
但是我发现呢，保罗不是这样啊。
But Paul wasn't like that.
如果保罗服侍那么多年以后呢，他应该在吃饭的时候坐高位啊。
After many years service, Paul should sit in the high places.
但是保罗说，我是坏人中的大坏人啊。
But he said, I'm the most sinful person.
我是罪人中的罪魁啊。
So I'm the worst.
你知道我在思想为什么他会讲这句话
？Why he would say so？
为什么
？Why？
我有一次在欧洲教课的时候
，Once I was in Europe，
晚上已经很晚了
，It was late at night。
下课以后呢，有一个弟兄把我载到住的地方去。
After class, a brother gave me a ride to back home。
停车场几乎车子都走了，只剩下那个弟兄的车子。
So there's no car, just his car in the parking lot。
我就走到那个要走去车子的时候
，So I walked to his car。
我突然发现一件事情。
Then I discover one thing.
当我这个人越贴近那个路灯的时候
，the closer I to the light.
哇，我的人呢，那个人影越来越小，越来越小。
And my shadow gets shorter.
等到我站在这个灯的下面的时候，我看不到自己。
Once I was right under the light, I couldn't see myself.
但是呢，我走越离灯越远的时候，哇，我那个人的那个影子比自己大好几倍。
The further away from the street light.My shadow casts longer.
我突然明白保罗讲了这一句话了。
Suddenly, I understand what Paul meant.
因为保罗越服侍上帝
，the more Paul served God，
他越贴近神
，the closer he was to God，
他越发现自己是污秽的。
So the more sinful he discovered himself.
所以我们从这一句话可以知道，保罗离开世上以前是何等的贴近上帝。
So you know Paul was so close to God before he left the world.
因为他这样的贴近上帝，这样的服侍神，他看到是罪人中的罪魁。
He was so close to the Lord by serving him. That's why he said, I'm the worst sinner.
好像我们来到圣洁的神面前的时候
Just like we came in front of the holy God.
跟我们离开神远远的时候
Compared to far away from God.
那个人影子大过我们，好像越离开越神越远的人是越骄傲的人。
The further you're away from God, the prouder you are.
所以我们看到保罗是可以证明他是一个贴近神的人。
So we know Paul is so close to the Lord.
他认识自己的身份。
That's why he recognized his lowly position.
最后我们做一个结论。
So the conclusion.
我们就在想彼得为什么可以被用。
Why God used Peter?
因为神教他。永远把神放在第一位。
Because God told him to put God first.
耶稣教导他一辈子服侍的道路，或是一个走信仰的道路是要顺服的。
So told him the way is submission.
除非一个人真正看到自己内心的境况。
Unless you saw the plight within yourself.
只有罪人可以来服侍神的。
Only a person recognizes a sinner can serve.
因为一辈子都需要上帝。
Because we need God throughout our life.
因为我们需要赦罪的平安。
So we need His forgiving grace.
我们来到这里，不再把罪带回家。
So we came here and leave our sin here.
这个就是福音啊。
This is the gospel.
所以我们看到福音是什么？
So what's really a gospel?
其实福音根本上不是只有使坏人变好人。
It's not only make bad person good.
也不是让好人变更好的人。
Or make good person better.
其实福音是使死人变活人。
And the gospel is make the spiritual dead live.
我们以前是眼瞎的人。
So we were blind.
我们不知道我们在神的面前是死人。
So we know we're dead in front of God.
除非我们的心眼打开了。
Unless our heart open.
我们才可以变成一个活的人。
Then we can live.
所以我们常常讲，我们去传福音，哎呀。在华人界里面都是，哎呀，信仰总是劝人为善的。
So sometimes we say all religions always teach you to do good.
其实，圣经里面告诉我们，我们信是因为要劝人做神的儿女。
Actually, to believe is to teach others to be the son of God.
如果不是神的儿女，跟神就没有关系了。
If we're not children of God, we have no relation with God.
所以我们看见呢，有了地震的时候，你看到那个中国大地震的时候
，So you notice during the earthquake，
很多人被压在石头底下
，Some were crushed by the stone，
救不出来了
，Cannot be saved，
只能看着他伸一只手出来
，And you can only maybe a hand show，
可能只有几个小时
only a couple of hours to live.
生命就结束了。
Then he died.
然后你要去跟他讲，哎呀，宗教都是劝人为善的，你来信这个宗教好了。
At that time, you said, "Well, you come to this religion and do good."
我相信对他没有用。
I don't think that means anything to him.
但是如果你说，请你悔改来成为神的儿女。
And you ask him to repent to become children of God.
我相信，即使他离开这世上了。
Even though he left this world.
他可以带着盼望离开这世上。
So he left this world with hope.
因为他知道离开以后，他要进入神的家里面。
So he knew he entered the kingdom of eternity.
所以我们看到这个就是福音啊。
This is the gospel.
神是我们整个人生的中心。
So God is the center of our life.
我们看到彼得知道自己是罪人以后。
So Peter knew he's a sinful man.
耶稣说，从今以后你要得人如鱼了。
So God, Jesus told him, now you will catch men.
因为我们知道彼得一生一定贴着耶稣。
We know from now on, Peter will be stay close to God.
因为人的罪若不是天天借着耶稣来赦免我们，我们没有办法活在这世上的。
So we need to be renewed daily for our sins, otherwise we can't.
包括我们基督徒。
Even Christian.
巴不得主帮助我们。
May God help us.
让我们抓住这些福音的原则，然后成为神所使用的人。
Hold on to gospel to serve him.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告好吗
？Let's pray.
好，亲爱的耶稣
，Dear Heavenly Father，
我们感谢你。